No matter where you go today, no matter what time of day, you will just about always see the vast majority of society going around with their smartphones. And I really believe that we're living in a world now where people have their smartphones surgically attached to the palm of their hand. And whenever you have something like a smartphone that we're constantly using and we're like really, really familiar with it, well, that's the exact moment. And that's the scenario when we fail to leverage it to its fullest potential. So today, we're going to be talking about 12 ways for sales reps to use their smartphones. My name is Paul Castain, and I'm the author of the Your Sales Playbook blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 10,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so I thought it might be a really good idea to change things up a little bit and hit on a topic that we've just really never covered. So today's topic is going to be all about 12 ways for sales reps to use their smartphones. And when I'm talking about different ways to use the smartphone, just to put it out there, I mean, beyond making phone calls, obviously, and of course, using the apps that are on your smartphone, right? You don't need to listen to a podcast to get advice on those things. But let's talk about these 12 ideas that I have. So the very first thing that you can use the smartphone for is to help you with your post-call planning. So what do I mean by that? Well, after you have some kind of a meeting with a potential client or even an existing client, it's a really good idea to take a little bit of time between meetings quietly to go over a few things that can really help you move the deal forward and to get better at your craft. So what am I talking about? Well, one of the things that you can do right after that meeting that you have, and by the way, just very quickly, when I say meeting, I mean either the old-fashioned way where it's like face-to-face, or many of us today, we're in more of an inside sales model. So after maybe a phone call or a WebEx or a Skype session, one of the things that you can do is just kind of quietly review while it's fresh, while, you know, like while he's like the smoke is still clearing, what are your action items as a result of that meeting? So right then and there, while it's fresh and everything, you could just kind of jot them down using either the record function on your smartphone, or you could use an app like Dragon Dictation. And I'm going to get back to why Dragon Dictation might be a good option for you in a moment. And that's a completely free app that you can use, by the way. But you can go over the action items. Also, too, you really want to review your performance. And you want to think about, well, what were the things that went well so that you could make a note to self to do them again? You and I are humble students of this crazy thing that we like to call sales. So the only way that we can continually stay in that mode is by being willing to look at our own performance, which is not the easiest thing to do when we have these crazy egos going on of ours in sales. But kind of ask your ego to leave the room and ask yourself, well, obviously the easy thing to ask yourself is what went well, but the harder question is, well, what could I have done better, right? The other thing too that I do as part of my post-call planning sessions is I think about my communication map. And what do I mean by that? A communication map. A communication map is just a formalization of the communication that I'm going to have, the follow-up after the meeting. And I really believe, by the way, you and I as sales professionals are at our most vulnerable point between meetings, because when I'm face-to-face with you, or I'm on the phone with you, or I'm doing a WebEx with you, you know, I've gotten a very big chunk of your attention. But what about after the meetings and between meetings? How am I going to stay in touch with you? So one of the things I'm thinking about right after a meeting, and I'm jotting down, is I'm thinking about, okay, one of the things I want to do, obviously, is send a handwritten thank you. All right, I'm going to do that today. Then what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to send out an email and I'm going to send along a recap of my notes. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait another 48 hours and then I'm going to maybe call them with a particular type of question or whatever. Or maybe there were homework items that we each agreed upon that, okay, Paul's going to do this and Nancy is going to do that. And we have timelines and all. So I'm thinking about my communication map right then and there while it's fresh. I'm also thinking about some preliminary ideas as far as a solution. So based on my needs analysis, a few ideas might have, you know, just kind of come to mind, but I'm not ready to present them to my potential client yet because I haven't thought them through. I haven't, you know, put together a demo. I haven't put together pricing. I haven't really thought it out. But right then and there, again, while it's fresh, I'm going to just jot that down verbally because it's quicker for me. So that's something that I might do. Now, getting back to this dragon dictation thing. So there's really two things that you can do. And I know that a lot of people now, it's just, you know, you're maybe sitting in the car or you're on the fly. And I'm not talking about driving. I'm talking about like you're sitting in the car or like you're really busy and you're on the fly or whatever it is. And just kind of writing something might be a little bit awkward. So either using the recording function that's on your phone or by using something like Dragon Dictation. The reason why I said before why I might push you toward Dragon Dictation is because you can record it using the Dragon Dictation app. It will transcribe whatever you say. And then you can sort of email your notes to yourself. So you'll have it all formalized. It'll be nice and easy. And you can move on. And you can even begin maybe dictating the recap that you're going to send along or a follow-up email or a thank you email or whatever. So that might be very, very helpful. So I'm doing things like that immediately while it's fresh. You know, we talk a lot in sales about pre-call planning. And as much as you guys have probably heard it a million times, I can tell you there are lots of people out there who will not take the time to do their homework and prepare for a meeting properly. But there's even more people out there who won't take that time after the meeting to do their post-call planning. So that's the first way that you can use your smartphone. The second way that you can use it, it's a little something-something that I like to call drive-bys. And being with my New York accent, right, I mean, it kind of has a whole different meaning where I come from, a drive-by. Drive-bys are ideal if you sell a product or service that the vast majority of the business population can use. So all my friends in the printing industry, this is for you. All my friends out there who sell copiers and office supplies and things like that, this tip is for you. So anyone listening to this right now, who the vast majority of the business population, you can pretty much go door to door selling your product, this tip is for you. So the drive-by tip is that you have to realize that when we're out in the field, and if you're working a local territory, you're in the car a lot, you're logging a lot of miles, right? And there you are, you're racing to an appointment, and guess what you're doing? You're passing other businesses that might be a great match for you. So a drive-by is when you use that record function on your phone again. And I would recommend that you use like a lapel microphone or something like that so that you can do it nice and safe and hands-free other than just pushing the button. We want to be safe when we're behind the wheel of the car. And let's just say you're driving along Main Street and you see, wow, look, ABC Company, there's a company I can call. So what you do is you kind of jot it down while you have that record button, you just push it once and just keep jotting down things. So ABC Company, 123 Main Street, XYZ Company on Smith Boulevard, things like that. Okay, so that's another way that you can do it. Very similar to the drive-by is suggestion number three. Again, if you're in a business where the vast majority of the people that you come in front, like you're passing by on the road and everything, could use your product or service. Don't forget, while you're driving, if you're passing trucks, We always talk about in sales, go where the money is. If you're seeing a company that's out there making deliveries, well, chances that could be a sign that things are going well for them, right? They're out there, they're thriving or whatever. But even if they're not, you pass them by, it could be a potential lead. So using the same tactic, you pass trucks on the road, you can jot it down the same way. ABC company. And you could just jot it to XYZ company. Just think about all the trucks that you pass when you're out on the road. Think about all the businesses that you pass. These are opportunities. And then later on, guess what? You can just kind of look them up and you have fresh businesses to call. Suggestion number four is to use the camera function on your smartphone to take a picture of the building directory when you go into a business. Right? So when you go into a building, and if again, the vast majority of the population can use your product or service, well, what you could do is you could take a picture of the building directory. The next thing you can do, item number five, is when you're going to one business, and again, this will probably be the last of the advice if the vast majority can use your product or service. I don't want you to think it's just tips for that. We have other tips too. But when you go to a business, one of the things I recommend is that you do a T formation. And a T formation is when you go to the business to the right, you go to the business to the left, and you go to the business across the street. So ideally what you're going to do is make enough time to just stop in at those businesses, not necessarily to sell them something, but have a packet already made up in your car for when you're out on the road, and just say something along the lines of, hey, I need to get this to the person who is in charge of the, and fill in the blank, of the printing, or, you know, the head of your marketing department, or your VP of sales, or whatever. Whose attention can I send this to? And have your pen out. Like, you're expecting them to give you an answer. You jot down their name. You give them the packet. But let's just say you're incredibly busy. This is where your phone's going to come in handy. You're going to take the same concept of the T formation, except instead of going into the business, what you're going to do is take a picture of the business. Think of a T formation to the right of the business you're going to the left of the business you're going to, and either across the street or across the hall from the business you're going into. And again, you do all these things like taking pictures of the trucks, doing the drive-bys, doing the T formation, taking pictures of the building directory. Think about all the fresh names you're going to keep adding that, again, it's like a nice system that you can keep calling. Also, it's a very good time management tip because if you're starting to cluster your activity around other activity that you're doing, especially clients in a certain area, now you're building your business in a certain neck of the woods. Quick story for you. I did this theory many, many years ago, and where I was really focusing on geographic areas. And I kid you not, I had this one block that I always talk about in New York. Seaview Boulevard is the name of the block. It's in Port Washington, New York. And I saw these beautiful buildings and businesses. It was like, I mean, I was like foaming at the mouth. Look at all this. I was like, oh my God, man, look at the money on this block. And little by little, I just started getting more and more of that business because when I was visiting one, I'd do the T formation thing and I did it for a while. It got to the point, folks, where I had 12 accounts on that block and I could park my car there in the morning, never get in the car again until the end of the day, just spending time visiting clients and seeing potential clients. And it was just great. I mean, think about time management, man, like how cool that is. Next, the other thing that you can do is when you're out in the field, obviously, how many times do we see either a new business move into our territory? And but we see it at a time, not when we're looking for new businesses, but when we're racing to another appointment. So the tendency is we might forget. So if you just take a minute, maybe pull the car over safely, take a picture of that business, it'll serve as a nice reminder later on, hey, call that business or visit them or whatever. And the same thing goes for whenever, again, if you're in a business where you can sell to the vast majority of the businesses out there, whenever I would see a business where one company moved out and it says like space available or for rent or something like that, I would also take a picture of it because I want to kind of,
keep alert, stay alert to the company that's going to be moving in there. The next suggestion that I have for you is kind of silly, but I got to say it anyway. You can also use the camera function on your phone to take a picture of like a stationary parking landmark, because again, your head is in the game. You're thinking about like getting in there and just like kicking ass and taking names, or kicking ass and not taking names. I mean, because isn't it awkward to like kick somebody's ass and say, oh, by the way, what's your name? I mean, so whatever the scenario is. But sometimes we're just so busy rushing to that appointment or ahead in the game that we're just not paying attention to where we're parked. So one of the things you could do is just take a picture of like a stationary marker, or maybe you notice that, as you exit the building, you're going to be facing like a billboard that, so you could take a picture of that. So this way it's a lot quicker to get to the car a little bit later. The next thing that you can do is, and this is suggestion number 8, is you can call your voicemail twice a day. Call your own voicemail twice a day. And I recommend that you call your voicemail once at the beginning of the day, once at the end of the day. And especially if you commute to work, this has your name written all over it. But even if you don't, you still have a start and an end to the day. Why not go ahead and do this? So what you're going to do, call your voicemail. And you're going to do a few things. You could either pretend like you're doing an actual cold call. And I hate the word script, but, for the sake of this, I'm going to say it. If you use a script, then, just say what you would normally say from that script. Perhaps there are some talking points that you want to record so that you can review them later. So some talking points that you have in an upcoming presentation or an upcoming phone call or whatever it is. You could even practice a specific call. You're going to be talking with Jane Jones today, and Jane Jones is with a manufacturing company or whatever. You can call your voicemail and very briefly go through some of the specifics of that call that you're going to have at like 3:30 today as like a practice session. The other thing that you can do is you can call up and pretend like you're leaving a voicemail, or practice a specific voicemail that, this person never picks up their phone, and you want to practice that particular one. And now what you're going to do with this is you're going to spend no more than about, say, I don't know, about 30 seconds leaving a voicemail. And you can do that twice a day. So that'll be what, like 1 minute. Then what you're going to do is you're going to spend, when you get into the office, 1 minute just analyzing your performance, making a note to self. Hey, what did I like? What didn't I like? How was my tone? Did I sound confident? Was I articulate? You guys know the deal. Review your, and most of us hate the sound of our own voice on a recording. So you're going to be a little bit harsh on yourself, which I think is not a bad thing. It's kind of like the concept of training tougher than reality. Instead of babying yourself, we're going to train a little bit tougher than the situation would warrant so that you can get out there and kick ass. But now imagine you're going to leave 2 30-second voicemails for yourself. You're going to analyze, taking only 1 minute for each one. That's a total of 3 minutes a day. But if you do this every day, twice a day, guess what? At the end of a year, you're going to have 500 more practice sessions, and probably 500 more than your competitors. And this tip is the one that I want you, especially if you're not driving the car, so I want you to be safe. I want you to circle that tip, because the biggest thing I hear from sales reps when it comes to webinars or training or even reading things, when I ask them, hey, are you doing these things to remain a humble student of sales? The biggest thing here, I don't have the time, which to me is like the shittiest excuse you could ever like do. I mean, because we make time to do asinine things, right? Like, I'm going to watch House of Cards, right? That's more important than me getting better at the craft that's going to help me pay the mortgage, right? Or even like, I don't have the money, but yet every day we're supporting that $5 a day latte habit over at Starbucks, and we're going out to lunch, and out here in New York, we got to get the egg sandwich or stop by Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. But I don't have the the money to invest in myself, right? So sometimes we have to like stop and like hear what we're saying. But for those of you who find that you're like too busy to really practice, number one, I would challenge you on that one to kind of, you know, for you to challenge yourself on your thinking. But here is a great way that you could take time in the morning when you're in the car anyway. You're going to invest no more than 30 seconds. And 30 seconds on the way, I mean, seriously, how could you not find that time? And you can get better at it. Next, enough lecture. Let's move on to the next thing. Item number nine, suggestion number nine, is very similar to the last one. And I want you to utilize the concept of game tape. Game tape. We hear that a lot in sports where coaches will sit down and watch the game. They'll sit there with their team, watch the game. They'll look at those moments when they were in control, those moments when they lost control, and they will analyze the game. They'll even look at what their competitors did, how they were running certain plays. This is how they get better. But this is how we can get better too. So the way that you're going to use game tape is that you're going to take your smartphone, you're going to push the record button while you're using a landline, and you're going to record your side of your phone calls. And you're going to do them in clusters. My advice would be record two or three at a time or three to five at a time. But get a few so that you can get a true representation of what you're doing. Then what I want you to do is review the game tape the same way that you're going to be reviewing those other tapes that you're doing, like on your way to work and things like that. I want you to listen to yourself. And again, analyze what you're saying, how you're saying it. Try to identify those things, like those gems where somebody threw you off guard. And what I always say to people is that, you know, when somebody throws us off guard or throws us off balance, like in real life, if somebody came up to you out of the blue and kind of pushed you and knocked you off balance, the reflex is to reach for something to grab onto. In business, and especially sales, when somebody throws us off balance, we reach for our words. And in that moment, we're either going to reach for something that's brilliant, or it's going to be one of those, holy shit, I just said that out loud. Like the filter from brain to mouth was off and like, oh, that was terrible. But the only way to get better at that stuff is to step back and really listen to you. You know, I'm sorry for the tangent, but I just got to tell you, you know, I started doing this in music many, many years ago, probably about 30 years ago. And I noticed one of the things I did as a guitar player that made me really, really like fast forward my progress, aside from all the hours that I was practicing every day. And at one point, I even had three different guitar teachers that like I employed at the same time. It wasn't like I had this one for a few weeks. I mean, like at the same time, each and every week, I went to three different guitar teachers that had different specialties. But the thing that did it for me was when I bought a four-track recording studio. And, you know, a little four-track recording unit. I didn't buy a business or something. Like, it made it sound like I was like this mega mogul. He went and invested in a recording studio just for shits and giggles. But no, I had this little four-track recorder. And what I would do is I would lay down a rhythm track. And then what I would do is lay down either one or two or sometimes even three different lead tracks. But what was beautiful about it was that I could step back and actually hear myself. I could hear myself when I'm playing, but I'm concentrating on, you know, what my note choice is going to be or, you know, my phrasing and things like that. But when I could step back and actually listen to myself, I was catching things that I wasn't aware of that were both good and bad. I really believe it's the same thing with the phone. And I want you to do that. So you have to be willing to do all the things that your competitors aren't willing to do. This is a piece of advice. I guarantee you the vast majority of the people listening to this, you've probably heard me dispense this piece of advice 50 times on this podcast alone over the years. Or you might have heard it, or you might say, yeah, that sells 101. Okay, if it sells 101, why the hell aren't you doing it? You have to be willing to move beyond the I know that, or that sells 101, or everybody's heard that, or whatever. Just because everybody heard it doesn't mean that everybody's willing to do it. And what I found, especially in sales, is that we dismiss too many things because of its simplicity, because it's not a big, sexy answer to something. And I have to tell you, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one out there that feels this way. I don't know that there are really, like, too many big, sexy answers to things in sales, like that big revelation, right? Like that life-changing thing. I do believe that there's a shit ton of little things that we neglect because we're so busy looking for the big, sexy answer. So, little sermon aside, stepping down, that little pause was me stepping down from the soapbox. The next thing that you can do with your smartphone, and this is suggestion number 10, is you can use it to take screenshots of certain things. So suggestion number 10 is I use it to take screenshots of profiles on LinkedIn. So how many times, I don't know if you've had this happen, you're on LinkedIn and all of a sudden, you know, you're going through the homepage and you see everybody's status updates and you see somebody's profile and you're like, wow, I'd really like to get to know this person better. So whenever I have that moment, I'm not there for that purpose. I'm doing something else and I might forget about it. And I have forgotten about it numerous times. If I take a quick screenshot, that'll serve as a reminder, hey, you know, get back and call Frank or whatever, right? So that's suggestion number 10, screenshot profiles on LinkedIn. It might be something where you need to get to know someone better, or it might be someone that I don't even know at all. We're not connected, that they commented on something, but all of a sudden I'm looking at them. I'm saying, wow, here's a VP of sales. He was talking about something to do with new reps and how he's hiring new reps. And guess what? One of the things your Uncle Paul does here is, aside from training veteran reps, he trains new reps. He writes programs for companies to be able to train new reps. And he also talks about himself in the third person, which I just realized I'm doing, which is just kind of dickish. But whatever, my podcast, my rules. But if there's someone I don't know, but they might be a good candidate for my products or services, I take a screenshot of it. Next, number 11, I will screenshot status updates where I need to come back and follow up on for whatever reason. Again, I'm busy, I'm doing something else, and I don't want to miss an opportunity. So all of a sudden I see a status update and I'm like, man, I'm busy right now, but I really want to come back. Maybe, again, it's a potential lead, or maybe I want to weigh in on something, or somebody has commented on something I've done and I want to respond to them. Now, the power users of LinkedIn right about now are saying, well, that's what your alerts are for on LinkedIn, but those things disappear. I mean, I get a lot of alerts because I'm also a power user of LinkedIn. And if I don't move quickly, it's off the radar screen. And I'm going to tell you, this little like pea brain of mine isn't going to remember it. So a screenshot is going to be very, very helpful for me. And speaking of helpful, this brings us to the final idea here, the final way for you to leverage your smartphone. I will screenshot helpful ideas that I come across, maybe a helpful graphic that I see, because here's the thing. We are moving at the speed of light as sales professionals. And there's many times where we have great intentions and we see something, we're like, wow, that's a great idea. I got to remember to do that. And like, how long before you forget that? I mean, seriously, it could be a matter of seconds before you forget it. Me, I don't want to ever run that risk. So I just take a screenshot of it. It reminds me to get back to it. And it's just, you know, it's just a great way to capture ideas and helpful things and little reminders. I have a bonus tip for you that I want to give. I said 12. You're going to actually walk away with 13 today. One of the things I do, and feel free to say duh, some of you might already be doing this, but I've mentioned this to a lot of people who aren't doing it, so what the hell, let me go for it. One of the things that I always do is I email my presentation to myself. So if I have an upcoming meeting and I'm flying out, which I'm doing all the time for different keynote addresses that I'm doing and sales kickoff meetings and regional meetings and all that kind of stuff, even for like sales training that I customize for companies and visit their local sales teams. One of the things that I do is I'm going to have a lot of this on PowerPoint. So what I do is I email the presentation to myself. Now, there's some reasons why I do that. You know, first of all, I think it's a very good plan B because we know sometimes technology fails. Now I have this thing and I can access it from another laptop. God forbid I lose my laptop. Yeah, and aside from having this on a thumb drive, I like to have like kind of multiple plan Bs, if you will. But the reason why I like to do this is because now when I'm on the plane, I can review the slides right on my phone without A, having to fire up my laptop. I mean, it could be a pain in the ass to have to like, especially if your bag's in the overhead or whatever. Shit, now I got to like, you know, oh, excuse me, because I usually get the window seat. I got to disturb the dude next to me or dudette next to me, get them all kinds of pissed off because I'm a fat bastard, probably knock over their drink and all that. It's like a whole big to-do. Right? Like squeeze my fat ass through the seats, get the damn computer, and I got to fire it up. But the first thing is, you know, it saves me the time of having to fire up the laptop. But the other thing too, I'm kind of a private dude and I'm kind of superstitious like this. I really don't like, especially if it's a presentation, I never know who's going to be sitting next to me or whatever. And I might have things on that computer that are proprietary, not only to Castain Training Systems, but might be confidential information that I am training company on that they wouldn't feel good about the whole world being able to look and see, you know, a particular challenge that they're having. I find if it's on my phone, it's a lot more private, and I can kind of keep that to myself. So there you have it, folks. 12 plus ways for sales reps to use their smartphones. Now, before you go, I just want to point something out to you. You guys know pretty much every 2 weeks or so, I do a different webinar. And some of you, many of you, have attended multiple webinars, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Other people, you know, you get busy. And I can't tell you how many times people email me and say, geez, you know, I can't make it on the 16th, or like we just had one on the 29th or whatever it is. Let me know when you're going to be doing it again or whatever. But here's the good news. I've taken the last three webinars that I've done. And what I've done is I've taken, in fact, let me tell you which ones. The How to Write Awesome Sales Emails, which, by the way, is a really awesome webinar, if I do say so myself, because not only is there 90 minutes and probably over 50 different tips there for you, but there are 17 email templates that it comes with that are very, very helpful for you as an aspiring sales rock star. We also have our Prospect Like a Pro. It's a two-session course that comes with 20 templates, which is kind of cool. And then we have the 25 Ways to Rock Your Sales This Summer webinar. Now, what I've done is all of those webinars have already taken place. So what I've done is I've taken the webinar replays and I've given you an opportunity to still be able to access them, the ebooks, the worksheets, the templates, or whatever. So again, if you'd like to be able to check out our How to Write Awesome Sales Emails webinar, or the Prospect Like a Pro course, or most recently, the 25 Ways to Rock Your Sales This Summer webinar, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/webinars, plural. Let me say it again. yoursalesplaybook.com/webinars. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. To learn more about how you and I might be able to work together, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/hire_Paul. yoursalesplaybook.com/hire_Paul.